You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This thing on.
I assume that's you.
Welcome to the show.
You saying demo gods, is it?
There was actually God saying that.
Oh, God saying that, right.
He busted through the wall when I was trying to record my jingle.
How you been?
Good, Karen. Good to be back. Good to be here. How's your, first of all, how was your break?
It was good. Thank you. I did some writing.
Good. And what are you looking forward to about this, this run of Saturday Morning Springs? Is there anything in particular that you're really chomping at the bit to get going?
Well, I started this new thing called Connector 3, which connects three things together, which you probably just heard on the way in.
I did.
And I'm very excited about Demo Gods, actually, because of the idea of collabs and creating a track that you're going to go and, you know, bring people in and do a song every 2 weeks. I think it's a great idea.
It's so good. I feel like we've been hunting around. We've had good shows in the past, but I think we've struck upon quite a good formula here. And it's so musical is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a musical.
Finn Johansson, I should say. Welcome back.
Great to be here, I should say.
All right. Six prompts, six collaborations, six radio debuts this season, because we're having May and September off. There's something in that. Is that a song?
May and September off.
Yeah, no.
I'll leave that to you.
No, isn't that a program? No.
Are you prompting me? You've already prompted me.
No, okay. So let's tell everyone what Demo Gods is about and how we formulated it and how it's going to work over the next 3 months.
Absolutely.
Right. So you asked me to give you 12 song prompts.
That's right.
And what are you going to do with those prompts?
Well, I'm going to collaborate each song prompt is going to turn into a collaborated song that I record with a different artist every 2 weeks. And we record a demo together. We meet up, we do it in one afternoon, we do it at their studio or my studio, and I say, here's the list of prompts that Karen had for a song. This was a little bit like, I got this idea for Demo Gods from last month's Rainy Day Projects when we did the Frankie Cosmos induced album.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, if anybody remembers that at home, Frankie Cosmos was basically like, write a song, but do it like this. Here's my prompt. And so Karen has done 12 of her own. Very sparse prompt. A lot of room for interpretation. But yeah, I'm going through the list of all the people who I've basically always had on the dream list of people to write songs with. And now I've got an excuse to call them up and be like, let's actually have a session. So it's very exciting.
How's the reaction?
The reaction is, you know, surprisingly, I think everybody understands immediately what it is and is very excited on the whole. So reaction's been strong.
Yeah, great creative project, with cliche, but definitely is.
Yeah.
So those prompts, just before I just played Joni Mitchell, Help Me, and that was prompt, it wasn't anything to do with that, but that was prompt number two on my list. Shall I go through the list?
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear those once again, those 12 prompts.
Okay, the 12 prompts, you asked me to give you 12 prompts, so I promptly went away and did them. So I started with State Highway 1, just to give it a local flavour. Then Help, I'm Falling. Spring Bulbs. Can't Decide, add one more.
I like that one. That's very Brian Eno.
Is it?
Yeah. But if you'll permit me to jump to barge in, he has this thing called Oblique Strategies, where it's a box of cards, like a pack of cards kind of thing, but they all have prompts like that on it. Like, if it's loud, make it quiet, but more esoteric stuff. It's meant to be when you're stuck in the studio.
Okay, has anyone gone for Can't Decide, add one more?
No, no one yet.
Not yet, okay. This one I like. You're Not the Doors, Mate.
That one might be the best one.
Swan Song. That happens when a swan's dying. That's why it's called a swan song. The Highs, the Lows. Tailor It for TikTok. We Need More Orchestra. The Exploration of Space. Phone a Friend. Choose an Object Touched in Some Way.
That's a good one.
Dislocated in the Diaspora.
That's also a good one.
And The Fine Art of Restraint. There you go, there's your 12.
Those are good prompts. You're proud of those prompts, aren't you?
It didn't take me that long, but yeah, I am quite proud of them. I tried to make them, thinking from a musical perspective, how you might in fact create a song out of them.
Yeah, and it means you're in the room for all these collaborations in a certain way. You're sort of hovering around ectoplasmically.
Okay. So your first collab for Demo Gods happens next week. We'll hear it next week.
Yeah.
So who was your first upper taker?
I guess each one of these we split into 2 weeks. So the first week is me telling you about the band or the artist that I've chosen to collaborate with. And then the next week we'll bring them in and play the actual song. So this week we have Lips, which is a New Zealand band. And it's composed mostly of Steph Brown and then maybe like 1% less mostly of Finn Eichner. So it's these two. I met them actually because they also have a kids band. I played a show with Susie Cato a few months ago.
So you did. I never asked you how that went.
It was good. It was great. I was a little bit dusty. But those two, Finn and Steph, they had one of their kids in there. And they've got a band called Spellides, which used to be called Little Lips. And they've got a lot of bangers as Lips the band, but I think they might be slightly edged out by the amount of bangers that they have as Spellides. So one song I remember that you can look up, I almost wanted to play it today, but I thought, you know, children's songs are a bit of a strong cup of tea for so early in the morning. But yeah, if anybody's at home with the kids, look up, the chorus is "You got to fight for your right to a nightlight." Because it's teaching children about IGHT words. Might be called Nightlight. I feel like a bad journalist now that I don't know what it's called.
I love a nightlight.
Yeah. But so I meet them in this context of, I meet them amongst one New Zealand legend, Susie Cato. And I've heard a little bit about Lips, but you look at their credentials, you look at what they've done over the last 10, 15 years, and it's pretty crazy. Like, headline, I guess, is they won the Silver Scroll for Everything to Me in 2012. That's, you know, the New Zealand songwriting competition. They've been, Steph was over in New York City for 8 years. That's, I think, how she met Finn. And then they came back here and kept making music. And those two ended up doing Lips, did arrange and perform the music for the musical stage play Daffodils.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had heard of, and now I've seen the trailer. Do you want to know from the trailer, because it got turned into like a flash New Zealand movie?
I've seen it.
Do you want to tell me if I'm right? Because I watched the trailer and I think I know what happens.
Well,
so there's Kimbra.
Not really a what happens. Well, I suppose it's a what happens.
And she's like, "This is the story of my parents."
Oh yeah, that's right.
And whenever the parents have like the big emotional moments, they break into New Zealand songs. Yeah. So I imagine they break out, then they get back together, and then like they sing Anchor Me into each other's eyes.
And Lips, just getting back to the optics of Lips.
Yes, yes.
They have big giant sort of Rolling Stone lips on body.
Lips is the character, is the main character, and it's a human body with a giant set of Rolling Stones lips on the top. Mm. And the optics, yeah, I think that's cool. It's sort of the mascot.
You went to Steph and Finn.
I went to Steph and Finn.
And they said yes.
They said absolutely. And they said, come on over to our place.
Have you been over?
I've been
Have
over.
You started?
I went over. We've got one in the bag. It's actually being mixed right now by Finn and Steph. I'm maybe selfishly thinking that for the next few ones, I'm going to find people who I know have a studio. Because going over to somebody else's studio and having them, it's amazing. You go into their house, right? They got a couple of kids, but they also have two upright pianos, 19 bass guitars, 23 synths, and like 8 electric guitars. And so we were going around. I don't want to tell you much about it, but we had, honestly, like a whole, they've got a studio in their room, but their whole house is the studio. You just like weave out a few cables and then, you know, you're recording in the lounge. And I don't want to say too much about the process because, you know, that's for them to come in here with me next week and say, but do you want to hear...
After you've mixed it.
After we've mixed it.
And we're gonna play a lips track, but not the track obviously from Demo Gods, but I've got
right.
a track here, Never Have I. But okay, before we play that and before you wrap it up here, so I do wanna know what the prompt is that you gave Lips for Demo Gods.
It's you're not the bloody Doors, mate. I didn't give them that. They looked through it and then they just started like Fem was like, I've got a great story about this. This actually happened to me once. And so we have You're Not the Bloody Doors, mate, but from the point of view of somebody who has lived that strange prompt for some reason. Somehow it spoke to him.
Maybe everyone will choose that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's off the table now. It's off the table.
Oh, it's gone. That
it's gone.
Done.
No one else can do it.
I see, right.
Yeah, well, as you can see, we're still coming up with the rules right now. But yeah. We actually wrote three songs in one. That's the only prompt. That's the only hint that I'm going to give you about how this song turned out. We accidentally wrote three songs in one.
Gee, I can't wait to hear it. All right, so that's Demo Gods, and you've chosen a lips track to play to give us a little taster of in the arena, but nowhere near what the track will be like. I mean,
No.
When you actually collab with somebody, are you, you know, veering more towards your style or their style?
I would like to think that I'm veering more towards their style, you know? Like, I don't want to be a selfish guy. I want to bring out the best in them. Honestly, I wouldn't know whose fingerprints are on this track because we just sort of like blasted off like a rocket.
Mm.
And then when I blinked, we had three songs recorded in one song.
Incredible.
I kind of think that the more seasoned people you come with, the less you'll be able to tell. Like, so if I go to someone, one of my contemporaries who's my age, and I write a song with them, I think they'll be like, we'll be like, oh, tiptoeing around each other a bit. But this was just like rocketed out. And the song, Never Have I, is
the one we're going to play here, not the Demo Gods track.
No, yes. But just to give you an idea of Lips, the band, it's a more recent song of theirs, and it kind of gives you the concept. Like, I feel like Steph is a really beautiful concept songwriter. It's like if quirky was a good word and actually denoted like good, like deep feelings and quality music.
Quirky is a good word.
I kind of am a bit allergic to it as a word, but I think this is a really good way to describe it if you use it in the most positive light. And it's also kind of a poignant song, so I'll leave you with that.
All right, Finn. So next Saturday, 10:30, the first Demo Gods track we'll be able to hear from Lips, and it's on the You're Not the Door. I don't think I put bloody in there. You're Not the Doors,
You're Not the
mate.
Doors, mate.
Okay.
That was artistic, editorialised.
You can do whatever you like with them. It's fine. And if you don't like them, I could write some more for you if you like.
Maybe.
All right. Never Have I by Lips, and catch you next week. Thanks, man.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.